Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and today on the desk, I'm sharing a gospel tract entitled The Christian Use of Your Christmas Tree. It was published by Concordia Tract Mission and written by Lee Butts. Martin Luther is one of the first to use the Christmas tree as a home decoration. While on a walk one Christmas Eve, he noticed an evergreen tree shining in the moonlight. He returned home with an evergreen tree and decorated it with shining candles. He told his children that this tree should remind them of the brightness of Christmas and its message of the Savior's birth. The world would have been an eternal darkness without Christ its light. Well, in the Bible, the tree is both a symbol of man's sin and his Savior from sin. By a tree whose fruit was forbidden, the devil overcame Adam and Eve. And it was by a tree, the wooden cross of Calvary, that the Savior Jesus overcame the devil, sin, death, and hell. The Christmas tree, its point points heavenward. Let it remind you that Jesus came from heaven on the first Christmas to be your Savior. Its light, Jesus, the light of the world, came to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Its decorations, these should remind you of the beauty of the crown of everlasting life obtained through faith in the Christ child, your Savior. Evergreen trees are always green, so your faith and trust in Jesus should flourish in every condition of life. It's a depository for gifts. Christmas gifts are proper if they remind both the giver and receiver of God's great Christmas gift. Well, your tree will die, cut off from its source of nourishment. Your Christmas tree will soon be lifeless. Let this remind you that those whose faith is not regularly nourished with the Word of God will eventually become spiritually dead. And that angel at the top, well, the angel frequently topping a Christmas tree should remind you of the announcement by the angel to the shepherds, "Fear not, for I bring good tidings of great joy, for unto you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord." So again this Christmas, let the Christmas tree remind you of God's great love to you. Make Jesus your greatest Christmas joy. Believe in Jesus, the true God who became man on that first Christmas so that he might be your Savior. Again, that's from that gospel track entitled The Christian Use of Your Christmas Tree, written by Lee Butts. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174. Visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.